A story here from the Topeka Capital Journal. A Shawnee County grand jury recently indicted a former civilian sheriff's office employee. Okay. On 333 counts of perjury and making false information. Andrew Johnson, 52 years of age.
How many hours was he on the stand?
Of Topeka, was booked at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon into the Shawnee County Jail on those charges. 333 counts of perjury and making false information.
Can you state your name for the court, please? Lies!
Allegedly.
Johnson had worked for about 6 months only as a civilian process server at the sheriff's office when that office became aware in late June that he may have falsified certain records related to the service of court documents. We all know what a process server
is.
They serve people with documents.
To what? Keep reading.
I'm trying to find out. He was fired on July 2nd.
Okay.
With detectives and staff officers reviewing the entirety of Johnson's work history with the agency, including all activity for each day of Johnson's employment. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm going to ask.
He allegedly falsified documents and records related to the service of being a court process server, involving approximately 643 documents between December of last year and June of this.
Okay. Are they not going to say in the body of that story, falsified for what purpose?
It doesn't say.
So if you're, help me talk this out. You are a process server. You are the one going and saying you've been served, like in like a divorce proceeding or whatever. Mm-hmm. To falsify 333 times, because it's 333 counts of perjury where you sign your name and you say,
or making false information.
Yeah, I attest that this is true and accurate to my knowledge. Mm-hmm. There would have to be some gain as a process server to lie about something, and what would that gain be? I'm asking. I don't.
Not having to go up to somebody's house and just drive around Topeka. And
like you are saying, I physically served this.
I mean, that,
when
that,
you didn't?
That, they don't say in this story. What I'm saying is that could be one of the things. Because see, it says here, where did it go? By the way, his bond's only
$5,000. 333 times is what he's alleged to have perjured himself.
Who's this? Leah Welch, who's the administrator for the Shawnee District Court, said part of this job, or Shawnee County District Court, sorry, part of this job also involves documenting details of time, place, and method of service for inclusion in the court record.
Okay, so here's my next question for you, all you who work within the system. If he somehow signed his name to something regarding a service in a case that was falsified, what does that mean for the case?
Well, not being a prosecutor nor law enforcement,
if it's criminal, what does that mean? If it was civil, I don't know. Like, if he was supposed to be serving divorce papers and didn't actually go to the... Why would you falsify as a process server anything? What?
The only thing, I don't know what he allegedly did, but the only thing I can think of is I don't feel like working today. So I'm going to throw this document in the trash can over at the McDonald's, get myself some food.
And then someone comes forward and says, hey,
I'm gonna write it down.
You say I've been served and I haven't.
Right. I'm going to write down here on my little docket that I served that person at that house. And then when they don't show up for court or whatever, then, of course, there's a warrant out for their arrest. And they get arrested and they say, I never got served.
And so they start looking into it. And then lo and behold.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are saying they didn't get served, and the same person was supposed to do the serving.
Wow.
Based on everything I've read in this story, that is the only conclusion that I can come up with.
Mm-hmm.
There just wouldn't be any incentive otherwise to...
I mean, you get paid for doing nothing.
...falsify anything.
Well, there's a lot of people who don't like to work. But it's they'll catch you.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
There's a difference between you saying, well, I clocked in a couple of minutes earlier, or I left early and clocked out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Falsifying that, which would be grounds for termination.
Sure.
And working within the system of crime and punishment, where if you are, in fact, not doing your job and getting paid for it, they're going to know that.
Well, they'll figure it out once, and if my theory is correct.
Right.
And Sam, I think you said you're on board with my theory here. What would end up happening at some point is people are not either returning the paperwork they should have returned, showing up for court, whatever, and the same person is connected with all of these people who are, for whatever reason, not showing up for court and claiming they never got their papers. And, oh, let's go see who was on that case. Oh, it's Andrew Johnson.
Well, and I was wondering what documents, to Dana's point, is he serving? Was there a six-month window on the first one that he served? And so it came back to bite him, and then they looked into the rest of them and started calling people. Say, hey, were you served on this date?
I bet there were
I've never seen this guy.
I bet there were people probably as recently as 4 or 5 months ago who all of a sudden are not showing up in court.
Just took a while to do the investigation.
And then, yeah, and then you got to find them, and yeah. So
it'd be way funnier if he was on the witness stand and he lied 333 times.
Liar! 913.
Date of birth? No!
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.